The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with his heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. But not everyone has heeded the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what was heard from us? Thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes to the word of Christ. But I ask you, did they not hear? Certainly they did, for their voice has gone forth to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the feast of Andrew. And Andrew, the apostle, and he was the first one to follow Jesus from the very beginning. But it takes faith, and that's what the first reading talks about. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now again, automatically people say, that's just too easy, Father. Faith is not something you just say, oh yeah, I believe it. Faith is something you leave everything for, as the apostles did. They left everything right then and there, left it all to go and follow Jesus. Faith is something you do. It's not just what you believe. It's something you profess with your life, huh? Everyone is necessary to have faith. And faith, again, I can't talk about how many times I preach this. Faith is what's necessary to unlock the power of the sacrament. If you have no faith and you receive communion, nothing happens, right? These kids get confirmed and nothing happens. They were confirmed 1 minute, the bishop laid his hand on them, and nothing changes. Because to have the sacrament work, you need faith. Everything is necessary and based on faith. And it's the gift of our life and the surrender of our life and believing that this is all true. So the question is, do you just go through the motions because this is the way you were brought up and you just do this because you need to do it and you want to be a good person? It's not enough. Going through the motions is not faith. Or do you have faith that what Jesus says is true? Do you have faith with giving him your whole life, holding nothing back? This is what God calls us to on the feast of St. Andrew, that we live our faith with our whole being. And if we do it, we shall be saved. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.